Greetings, listeners. I am the administrator or game master for this Crooked Atmosphere production. You are listening to the SCP Black Files podcast, our SCP the Tabletop RPG actual play podcast. Our cast this evening is Husky Wolf playing the role of Craig Beck Alden, Bad Rhino playing Duke Riker, and last but not least, Fisherman Murray playing Nork Ellison. Without further delays, let us begin. Welcome to another episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm your host, the Administrator, and with me is the standard party. Back after a short-ish. So tonight we have Husky Wolf, Bad Rhino, and Fisherman Murray. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Now, instead of our normal new rolling machine, I think it's, since we've had a bit of a break, I'll give the recap tonight. Just head it off at the start. So, as of last session, Norik's still in the hospital. Not surprising, he did break most of the bones in his legs, or his feet, more specifically. Then we have Duke and... So we have Duke and Craig are currently out front the hospital, but heading back in. So... They've received a call from a mysterious caller, and I think that's everything important. I think it's time for us to step into the session. So, we come back in. I think we're gonna, just to start catching everyone back on time, we have Alden and Riker. Let's start with you two. What's going on?
As Duke tells me about the phone call that he received, I'm going to try to, in my head, sort of figure it out, because I know that we're getting close to 5. So what time is it currently?
A little past 4:30, almost 4:30, almost 4:40.
So we have 20 minutes to get to the library.
Mm-hmm. It's about a 10-minute walk, if we were to walk.
Honestly, do you want to split up?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Alright, check on Norik. I'll head to the library and meet me when you're done.
That was the opposite of what I was going to say, but okay.
I go towards the library.
Alright, so we have the party splitting. So I'm just immediately going to... Just for note's sake. So, Alden, you're heading up to... Currently, you'd be arriving at the library at 4:44. Just for time's sake. So, now I'm going to follow real quick to the reunition of Riker and Norik. Well, Mr. Ellison, actually.
Yeah.
So, Riker, let's talk. You're walking back into the hospital. Where are you going? You're just going straight to the front desk again?
Yep. I'd like to ask what room number is he at?
Sorry, we are almost ready to send you back there. He should be in his room in about 30 minutes. Maybe a bit longer, but then you can head back. If you'd like, we have... The attendant reaches down. We have a voucher to the canteen that we can give you.
Would it be okay if I wait for him?
In the canteen? No, not in the hospital room. He's coming off procedure. We just... If we have you wait in there, we only want direct family waiting in the room. Just so, you know, safety procedures.
Okay.
So you can... We'll have someone page in and come grab you if you're not back in here, but by the time you're done eating. Then you can go up and meet Mr. Ellison after he confirms he wants to see you. Makes sense. Have a nice day, sir.
Shit.
So you've got about 30 minutes to wait.
Yes. Not my ideal plan, but we'll let it roll.
Alright, so you are heading to the canteen, I assume?
I'm not hungry. I'm just going to wait in the waiting room. All right. Just in front of the desk.
in front of the desk.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting there, leaning against a wall, putting tension on.
All right, so then we're just going to let the time pass as we pull back to Norik.
Okay.
So we're going to rewind the clock just to make stuff line up a bit cleaner here.
Okay.
So it's currently 5:10 p.m. and you're getting wheeled back in your room, and you're being handed it. So this is probably Norik. You hear one of the nurse attendings to you come over and ask, so there's a visitor looking to come in here. He said his name is Duke Riker, I think.
Oh, yes, I know that guy. A splendid guy. Yes.
Alright. So, you'll go bring him in. He's waiting out at the front desk, so he's gonna come back.
Yes, please. I'm quite fond of him. He seems like a good person. Yes.
She's already walking out as he starts saying that.
As she starts walking out, I just think to myself, how rude to not stay around for conversation. I just sit there waiting.
I'll be back in a minute. We just need to get him in here for you, bud.
Okay. Hurry up, please.
All right. So, at this point, it's about, as I said, 5:10 p.m. Riker, you find that there is a woman in scrubs walking out. Mr. Riker, you out here?
I was deep for a second. Damn. Yep, here.
Come this way.
I just follow her there.
So you're taken to an elevator. You're brought up to the third floor. Far back right corner of the hospital. Alright, so this is Mr. Ellison's room. He seems to be a bit disoriented right now. I was quick right into the pharmacy to go pick up some medicine for him. So just, yes.
Okay.
Feel free to head in and talk to him.
Yeah, walk in.
Hey.
What the fuck happened to your eye?
Oh, I look over at him. Oh, is it bad? Is it that bad?
Do I need to give a description?
Do I need a roll? So how bad is it?
No, I think I can just give the description. So,
okay.
Currently, you're looking at him, and you just see. I want to say we decided it was the right eye. Don't hold me to it. This is probably gonna shift like 15 times.
Pretty sure it was the right eye.
Yeah, I think so. Also, you see, just his entire like head is wrapped in white gauze around the right eye, where it's like it's going from. It's just wrapping all the way around.
Okay, so I can't actually see his eye.
Then you also see that his legs are in casts as he just has the sheet over him and the ends of the casts are kind of poking out.
What did you do?
I certainly did something. Oh, shit.
Obviously.
Yes.
Why?
Well,
that's the... Actually, go back. That's the main question. Why?
Well, let's see. I'm sorry. My head is still a little bit fuzzy recalling the events. So, you know last night, right? Last night, we all went to sleep, right? And this morning, I woke up and I was tied to a chair, right? And y'all were not there. And I kept trying to figure out things. Like I said, my mind is still very fuzzy, but I remember at one point I tried contacting y'all, and nothing would work. And, push come to shove, I can't remember most of my judgments, but I remember that I ended up falling out of a window. Well, not falling, more leaping out. That's probably more accurate.
I'm just sitting there confused, like, he didn't explain anything to me pretty much. I was like, I'm still thinking, why did he jump out the window?
Well, it's... Let's see, you know, I was just thinking, there was a lot of things that have been happening around here, and I just, whenever I didn't have certain things on me that, I need... And I kind of broke a little bit.
What, your face?
No, no.
I thought that happened during the fall.
No, no, before that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I kept telling the nurse I needed my stuff, but they won't listen to me.
Alright, so I think this, as you're kind of telling this story bit here, you see that nurse attending from earlier come back in with a small little plastic cup.
Okay.
Alright, Mr. Ellison, I need you to take these pills.
Oh,
here's a
pills.
Glass of water.
What are those?
Let's see, could you, actually, that is a good point. What are these?
Ketamine. It's pronounced like K-E-T.
Okay.
But it is spelt Q-E. Q-U-E.
Okay. Out of curiosity, what is this for? My head, my feet,
This is gonna help with your head. Your doctor is just looking and thinks this matches up with what you need.
Okay, lovely. Thank
you.
He'll
have a prescription for you once you leave the hospital.
Okay. So
when will he leave the hospital?
Depending, we can get him a wheelchair and he might be out, and we could get him out possibly today.
Okay.
So I look over at Duke. I say, well, a toast to me not dying. And I lift up the pills and I swallow them.
So, as you swallow these, you feel just this. It feels like your brain's going slightly fuzzy. You're calming down. Then everything snaps into focus. Everything just snaps into focus.
Oh, these pills. Ugh.
So you're continuing to just. Everything's coming clearer and clearer and clearer.
Okay, so I start to go under the effects of the pills, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure why. It might be placebo or whatever it is. You aren't quite sure, but you feel like you're really focused.
Okay.
And you're looking around the room. Duke's there. The nurse is there. You're seeing the door. You want out of here.
I do. I really do want out of there.
And you think you have the means to get out of here, no less.
I try to get out of my hospital bed.
Alright, so you stand up?
Yeah, I'm gonna just stand right up.
You stand up?
Okay.
Can I try to catch him if he falls?
How does the pain compare back to when I tried to get up last time?
So if you know the pain scale for doctors, you were probably sitting at a 6 or a 7.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling like a 2 or a 3.
Okay. So I just, I look towards the nurse. I give her a nod, and I just start walking out of the room.
Sir, you need to get back on your hospital bed. That's not good for your feet. You broke your feet.
I'd like to turn and give her the most intimidating look I can possibly give her.
Roll intimidate.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how this goes. She is going to, of course, as this is always a countered roll. Okay.
Yeah. Remind me. So I believe that on these types of rolls, you want me to roll with something different than charisma.
Yes.
Dexterity. Okay.
Alright, so just tell me when you got that roll. I've got mine. So you're attempting to intimidate her. Any way specifically you are trying to intimidate her? Or is it just general intimidation?
I just look dead in her eyes, and I get really up close to her. Not even saying a word. That is a 19. Actually, that's wrong. That's a 23.
Alright, so as soon as you do this, whatever, you just see... Understood, sir. Okay. Understood.
Quick question. Does he have his stuff yet?
No, he does not. In the room? He does not. You see... He's wearing a hospital gown at this point. His 2 feet
He had a notebook, didn't he?
His feet are in casts.
I know. So they brought him back from whatever. I can't remember what they brought him back from. I know they brought him back from something. So he has a wheelchair somewhere in his room, right?
They probably yield that out at this point.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna just tell the nurse, go grab his stuff, grab a wheelchair.
She just quickly just files out the room, out the door, around the corner, gone.
Yeah, I don't think she's coming back.
Probably. Are you just sitting in the room waiting for his stuff to be delivered again?
Yeah.
So as he's sitting there, just
I'm gonna
waiting.
Yeah. Probably should do a logic roll here of some type to see how she reacts now that she's out of the room.
Alright, and of course these are the rolls. I have to go through the entire critical stack. Alright. You see she rounds that corner and she's gone. You wait 4 or 5 minutes, she's gone. Hasn't come back yet.
It's funny, I actually rolled to, I rolled dexterity just in case I needed to catch him. And I actually did roll 2d8, then crit both of them, and then 2d10, then crit that. So it was a flawless roll that I didn't get to use.
Well, great thing that roll has no use now.
Yeah. So.
Yes. So I, as Duke is waiting, I just like to look outside the room and try to think back about where they could have put some of my belongings. Like, think out of the entire time I was going through the hospital, does anything click where it could have been?
So, you know they would store clothes in the basement of the hospitals. In locked, behind lock and key, in case the clothes were contaminated.
Okay. Do I remember where an elevator is?
Yes, you think you could route yourself to an elevator rather quickly.
Without waiting or anything, I start walking towards the elevator.
Whoa, where are you going?
I just keep walking.
Alright. So you probably walk 5-10 seconds. You round another corner. Keep going. Find an elevator. Hop in.
Yeah, I go to the floor where they keep the stuff.
So you hit the basement key. You're in the basement.
Okay.
Well, you're in the basement.
So, about this storage area, would my character...
You mean the one that he said was something about a key?
Yes. So there's a hallway first. So to the right, you see what looks to be... It says electrical. On the left, you see it's marked with... What's the word? Storage. Then you see a few other miscellaneous rooms. Yeah, there at the floor, there's two curves at the end. This is like a T hallway where this is the entering lane. Then it goes branching each direction.
Okay, so there's not a sign or anything that just says storage or anything like that, is there?
Or should I shift? Pardon?
Is there not a sign anywhere that just says to patient storage or anything like that?
You have not seen a sign that says to patient storage, also that.
Okay. I keep walking down the halls until I see something that looks like that could be where they're keeping things.
So I just kind of, this is the picture I have in my head. Your character walks to the end of the T section. You look each way, you look to the right, you see an elevator at the end, and what looks to be like security on one side, IT on the other. Then you turn down the other way, you see a sign that says storage.
Okay, I start head
10 or 15 feet down.
I start heading towards storage.
Alright, you get to the door.
Okay.
Locked.
Okay.
It's a wood door.
Mm-hmm.
Wood door, metal handle, glass frame.
I would like to attempt to bust down the door.
Alright, please roll strength. Probably athletics.
Okay. Okay, athletics. Let me see here.
Sure you're not going to stealthily bust down the door?
Oh, no. That door's going down.
Norik's need for his clothes is stronger than his need for security. I'm sorry, for security to not be finding him. Alright.
That is a 19.
Alright, so... Yeah, let's just say, you put your hand to the doorknob, lift your other one, and just slam down. One sec. I'm just gonna roll a d4 divided by 2 of damage in this case. Round it down, 0 points of damage. Doorknob cracks off the door.
Okay.
You can carefully just push it open now.
I do so. Continue?
Alright, so this next space you walk into, you see on one end, on each side, in front of you there's a barred wall with a locking jail door fastened to the ground with two pegs. One at the top, one at the bottom of the door. Then on each side there is, well, on the right side you see what looks like an office desk, chair, computer, a few racks with miscellaneous, like it looks like some cleaning gear and such. And on the other side, you see another locked wall that says contaminated items.
Okay.
On another one of these jail bar walls style things.
Okay. I would like to grab that computer you were talking about and try throwing it through that door.
What? The door you've opened?
No, the locked door that says contaminated stuff.
So I should note that is not like a normal door. That is another jailhouse door. It's fastened with pegs.
Yeah, I'm going to throw the computer at it because I'm upset that it's a jail door.
Alright, so you're grabbing this computer and you just huck it at the door.
Yes.
Yeah. Thing shatters apart on contact. 1,000 pieces just scattered across the ground.
Okay. Is there any kind of... Oh, sorry, continue.
No, I want to hear what you're going to say first.
Is there any kind of, like, external lock on the jail door?
So, instead of having, like... Yeah, that's probably what it is. So, instead of having those big, fastened locks, it just has a loop lock where it's... where you pull a little piece of metal across, then fasten it down using a padlock. It has one of those.
Okay. So I grab a shard of the computer on the ground. I just try jabbing the lock as hard as I can multiple times.
A shard of computer?
Yeah, the part of the shattered computer on the ground.
All right.
I take the sharpest piece I find on the ground.
So you're using a shard of plastic to try to jab this thing.
I'm mostly punching it with my fist at the same time as this plastic just folds and crinkles into nothingness.
Probably doesn't even fold and crinkle, it just kind of shatters. So as you start doing this, give me a roll.
Okay.
Strength flat.
Okay, flat strength, you got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So what you getting for me? What we got?
That is a 21.
Trying to jam this piece of plastic. So, I don't know how I want to rule this. I think I know what I'm going to do, though. As this isn't going to do much.
Okay.
So you start trying to jam the plastic in. You might... on a really hard hit, you might find that you... not with the... you kind of, like, pulled the lock simultaneously and you're starting to damage the bearing metal of the lock. But it's like, not... it's like you're nicking into it more than anything else.
Okay. So since I see that it's got some kind of damage, I just try to pull the lock apart. One on the handle, and the other on the actual locking mechanism.
Oh, I am going to specify to pull this off, you would need a check outside of your normal physical strength. So it could have a negative detriment.
Okay. Would it be athletic?
One nothing stopped us.
He's already in the hospital.
Yeah, what's gonna happen? He gets put back in the hospital?
Exactly, if there was a place to try it, it'd be here.
Go ahead, then.
Could I make... would this be an athletics roll?
This is a strength roll. You're trying to rip a lock apart.
Yeah.
There's no other fittings. There is no more befitting skill than... no, lockpick. No.
I rolled a 14.
So you're trying to pry this apart.
It's
not working. Mm-hmm. It's not working.
Could I use an exertion point and try again?
So you're going to try... Basically, I'm going to count this as you pushing a roll, almost.
Okay.
So, sure. Feel free.
Okay, let me take
so
off
So you're using the exertion point to do the additional d12, I assume?
Yes.
Alright, so in the BiDi system, you can spend what are called exertion points. They're, think of like action points or inspiration from D&D. Well, from Pathfinder and D&D, respectively, to boost specific types of rolls. But in exertion points in this game allow you to boost the add another die to the die pool, a d12, to any dexterity, perception, or strength roll you have. Wait, no, dexterity and health. Health is the other one.
Yeah.
So that, looking to...
That is a... Yeah, 17.
17. You keep prying at this thing. Nothing.
This is one tough lock.
You're kind of feeling sore in the hands, like... You feel like you're not going to be able to pry this apart. So I feel like now is a perfect time to jump over to... I kind of want to know what Riker's doing at this point.
Well, I just saw him march off in the distance, and I was like... I should probably get him. And I should also probably let that one dude know I'm not going to be there.
You have no way to communicate to this one guy, so
yeah.
Good luck.
Well, my best bet is to just get him and get out of here as fast as I can, so I'm just going to try to find... I'm going to just march after him, try to snag a wheelchair from anywhere that I find a wheelchair on the way.
Roll me a fate check.
Fate check to see if there's a wheelchair in the hospital.
Fate check for wheelchair. Alright, tell me what you got that.
Well, that's a 2.
Okay. You find a wheelchair. There's a guy.
Don't tell me someone's in it.
There's a man
Jesus.
Sitting in his wheelchair. And there's a nurse.
Are you sure there's not like.
There's
are you
a nurse
sure there's not like.
Wheeling this man. And you see, it's. In fact, he's out in front of a room that says. Wheelchairs on it. It's like a little alcove full of. Well, that would normally be full of wheelchairs. But you see. As this nurse attendant walks into the space, she grabs the last one, walks to a room right next to it, and comes out with this guy in the wheelchair.
Ah, Jesus. I was fine with stealing someone else's wheelchair, but not someone sitting in it.
That's your limit. Someone just doesn't have to be sitting in it.
Yeah, what are they gonna do? Chase after me?
No, God, no.
Exactly. Yeah, I got their chair. Okay, well, I'm just gonna march after him then.
Sir, I need that chair.
Oh, God. I don't know if I should regret making this playing this session or if I shouldn't. I don't know which is the proper response.
Grand Theft Wheelchair, I think it's a success.
They want to steal.
I'm not stealing the wheelchair. I'm marching after her.
Demanding
angry
that she gives it to you?
Man-child, dude. What are you on about?
Okay. Just I'm just gonna say nope, and I'm gonna... Yeah, no wheelchairs.
Yeah, I know. I said I was going to the... I was gonna chase after our crazy buddy.
So oh, I thought you were trying to chase after the nurse.
No!
Nah, that's Norik. That's some big Norik energy if you did that.
No, I'm trying to find Norik. I'm trying to find our crazy friend
who
stormed off.
Just, I guess,
somewhere.
Tracking roll? See if you can follow him through this maze of a hospital. Like, 5 floors tall. 400 feet wide. Nah, like, 500 feet wide kind of thing.
Sprint. Oh my god, double crit. Nine. So that'd be 1d12 or 2d12?
Each crit on a d10 elicits a 2d12.
Okay.
This is good. This freaking cascades.
This is going wild.
Are we talking d20?
Oh, I rolled a 1 on one of them. Damn.
But did you get a d12? D20.
Not yet, no. I didn't get it. That's sad. I only got 15 plus 15, 16, 17, 18. 18.9.
Oh, only 18.9 on the track.
I know, it's pretty low. For one intelligence.
Wait, you only have one?
No!
Whoa, what? You only have one intelligence die?
Yep. Yeah.
I need to.
I also forgot that you said that that was perception, wasn't it? Whatever.
No, track. I really should have proofread these characters. I don't regret not doing it, but I should have. I should have done my duty as a GM and proofread these.
I'm not good with technology. Yeah, I'm not good with technology. It's like,
you're not good with technology, thinking, anything.
Yeah, thinking in general.
Yeah, the brain is not your strong suit.
I'm just more of a military man.
Does that mean your cognitive resistance is dog crap?
Let me see. One? I think?
Your cognitive resistance is one?
I think so, unless I did that wrong.
I think you did that wrong.
I don't think
we'll have to check that afterwards.
One moment as I look forward in the encounter path. Please tell me it's not one. Please tell me this is not one.
Hey, man, at least both of us
we'll
have...
We'll check afterwards.
Hey, look, me and you, man, we both have a cognitive resistance of one. This is great.
White bread man, do you at least have a cognitive resistance higher than one?
I know it's higher than one.
Thank heavens. I don't want to dome the entire party the first time you hit something that uses friggin' cognitive resistance. Anyway. Alright, Rhino, so
18.9.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you find the elevator lickety-split. You're heading down.
He's leaving a trail of blood since he's walking on his stitches.
No. And stitches? That's a laugh. He's wearing full cast, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. God, now I just want to say live with your consequences of your low cognitive resistance.
Hey, at least I have 14.
Oh, you actually got a pretty good one. Nice. Like, you're not playing the Naivet level of cognitive resistance, but you're playing pretty high. I like it. Well, never mind that. Continuing down this nightmare trend. Alright, you're going down to the basement. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Ding! Elevator doors open. You're in the basement.
I peek out.
It's a
look
hallway.
Left, look right.
It's a hallway. Well, folks, before we continue, though, you're looking out this hallway. I think we're going to call this first half of the episode to an end. Be right back with you after the ad break. All right, back to part two of this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. God help me. God help me. Yep. Well, never mind that. Back to the topic at hand. Nork.
Yes.
And what to do with him. Just kidding. We're not starting with you. We're not even starting at the hospital. We're going over to you, Alvin.
So, you said I arrived about 15 minutes before I had to be there?
Yes, about 15 minutes early. To be precise, you are 16 minutes, 32 seconds early.
Perfect, thank you. That means I have just enough time. I'm basically just going to scope the place out and, you know, hide a little, like, nonchalantly, more blended as a bystander, and then, stay
so
around
you're
the library.
So you're blind... alright, makes sense. So, I'm just going to ask for a passive perception roll. Wait, what is your perception? How many dice do you have?
A lot.
4d10. 4d10?
4d10.
Jesus. Alright. Ait, one moment, please. I'm just going to take a passive average just to make this easy on us, saying you scored mid rolls on all those dice, even though that's not technically how it would go. Jeez. So let's just say your passive is about a 12, is what I'll assume. Just to make this easy for my soul. Yeah. So you're waiting around probably 20... Nah, let's actually make you actively roll this. That's more fun. Give me an active perception roll. Awareness, that's the word I was looking for. Give me an awareness roll.
Hey, you pretty much nailed it. It's actually 12.4.
12.4, nice. Alright, as I make a roll myself real quick. Where is that pesky skill? 12.4. Oh, so I need to beat a 12.4 with my roll. Oh wait, this guy's just good at everything. Forgot about that. That's a crit. Of course it does. That's a crit. I need one of those. Two of those. Why can I never roll this good when I'm trying to, like, do normal things? Oh, and that's a critical.
I think I know what this is, too.
Perfect. Alright, going with that. Not my problem anymore. Alright, so... You're kind of waiting out front, maybe leaning on a building a little ways away, just scoping out the area, watching the construction going on. Well, trying to watch the construction through the barriers. Maybe you're watching through one of the cracks at a distance.
Yeah.
At which point, you feel a hand... Tap you on the shoulder.
Jesus!
Right here. Howdy.
Hi. I, like, check my watch.
He slips out a small... He slips a bolt. He starts rolling a cigarette. How are you doing?
That could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Been a packed day. If he offers one, I'll take it. And,
Yeah. You'll have to roll your own, but...
Okay. Yeah, he starts rolling a cigarette, and then... one of us is still tied up at the hospital.
I can tell.
Figured one of us should end up here, so...
We're gonna use those legs of yours. Follow along quick.
Alright. He just picks up his half-rolled cigarette and continues.
See, so he just makes a... So make a stealth roll for me. Just stabbed on him. This could also be considered disguise slash blunted if you want, but I assume this was fine. Stealth.
Yeah, it's just been a minute. I forget where stealth is.
Stealth is in skills. It is under... One second. It's under pilot, but above showmanship.
Okay, 14.7.
14.7. All right, so he's again. I love this character sheet. I need to use him more. So 14.7. Yeah, so that. All right, cool. So the two of you just slip around back, and he runs you guys through the back of the line. Well, slips you up to the top floor. Alright, so, got your cohort's weapons, the weird one?
Yeah.
So you see him reach on onto a nightstand, pops up the magazine, hands it to you, kind of barrel pointing downwards, finger off the trigger.
Yeah.
That should be good for you. So give it to him. I think that was all he had. Pistol, right?
I know he has a lab coat.
He had a lab coat?
Yeah. Got a couple things with him that he's kind of obsessed with.
Alright. You ever use a trank gun?
Yeah, I can't say I have, but shot a lot of things.
How about a taser?
I've used a taser.
Alright.
You see him kind of brandish taser. This will help. I've already got cuffs on me. We're gonna, in a couple hours, we're gonna be making a bit of a stop twist for those guys out front.
You got uniforms?
Funny. You see him start slipping on. He slipped on a set of leather gloves. Kind of grabs the. You see him mount the cuffs to the front of him. You see him start pulling up. Kind of looks like a. Have you seen how to phrase it? Have you seen the U.S. military belts from like the 70s and 80s? The artilleryman's belt, where it has. You have that real nice dress belt in the center, and the suspenders like go over it.
Yeah.
He's got a set of those, but on the belt he has like a few attachment points, and the suspenders just—he kind of flips them up.
I assume I don't recognize any of the equipment, like as in the stuff specifically the U.S. military uses.
Well, it's actually black. I was more using those as an example to demonstrate what it looks like, sort of physically. It's a black leather belt set of and it's a set of mesh straps. In probably actually pretty similar. Yeah, probably about the same. Probably in red, actually. Going over his white shirt.
Thanks.
Secures a tie. Starts pulling a suit coat, blazer over the top.
I'll start suiting up as well. And looking over the gear, I'll mention, I don't even want to know where you got these from. I'm just, like, kind of continually inspecting them.
Then why did you say anything? He puts his M1911 with... He looks like having about 7-inch suppressor hanging off that thing.
That's a silencer at that point.
It might be an oil filter, too. You're not quite sure, just looking at it.
The gun stops, and then, like... The rest of, like, 60% of the length is just the barrel.
Yes, it's just this super long oil suppressor. As he's putting it in, ever shot subsonic rounds?
Nope.
Really fun when you got a suppressor on it. Puts the pistol on the left side of his coat so he can cross-draw. Then the last thing, you watch him pull up in the drawer next to his bed. Pull a pen knife out. Think. I'll do nicely.
Alright then. I'll probably take like the stashed combat knife I probably still had on me, and after that I'll just suit up with it, whatever he had.
So you got a taser. Try not to maim them too badly. They're worth 16 tons to the group I work for.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Alright.
You know, what group do you work for?
I work for a private paramilitary group.
Does anything I'm holding have a serial number on it? I would be looking.
Mechanics.
With perception?
Sure. This is really more just like letting you check all the intricate locations and all that kind of stuff. You're like popping the slide off, checking, seeing if anything's got numbers anywhere. As you're doing that, though, you see he's kind of just looking at you. Really? Alright.
13.1.
So you pop the slide off, nothing. Checking all over the bridge of the gun, all over the bridge. Well, he honestly only handed you a taser, to be fair.
Yeah, I assume armor would have some form of serial number, but I also assume a lot of it doesn't really classify as armor, it's just kind of clothing.
He hasn't even handed you any armor.
Yeah.
He's suiting up in his own gear. He's not handed you anything besides a taser, and I think that's all I said.
Okay.
So you're kind of looking at the taser, you're trying to see if it says anything. Thing is, the body's completely black, it's got the yellow charge at the front, and a yellow trigger. That's it.
So are we going to be posing as police?
No. Hasn't stopped me before.
You're just gonna go down and frisk the construction workers?
No. Citizen's arrest. We're doing it quickly. Then you see the final piece. Pulls out a nice set of thin-rimmed sunglasses. That should work. Alright. There's a nice little cafe down the way. We're gonna sit in there. Taps his watch. Make sense?
Yep.
Mm. Except he grabs a book on his way out. Nah, probably grabs a newspaper, honestly, off of one of the counters. And steps out of the building. The back again.
If there's another one there, I'm gonna grab it as well. Or a book or something.
So you probably, like, snag a book or something. He leads you over to this nice little coffee shop overlooking the main center pavilion zone. That's in front of the library and all that stuff. You see him kind of just lean back and get an outside table. Hang his coat off the chair. It's like, I want to say I said late September at this point. I think, or September at this point, so there's a slight chill in the air. Maybe a light breeze. Maybe the trees are starting to turn brown and some leaves are beginning to fall, drift to the ground. And as it's about 5 o'clock, the sun's not setting, but it's starting to hit the edge of its brightest period. So it's starting to come to the end of its day. Or everything's starting to become darker again. Sunset's probably about an hour or 2 hours, at most.
And, I mean, I'll just watch the library. I'll, open the book and pretend like I'm reading.
You see he fluffs the newspaper. Then he kind of stands up. Wait, sorry. Walks inside. Comes back out probably probably 2 or 3 minutes later. Alright. They're gonna bring out some food and such in a couple of minutes.
Alright, sounds good.
So, seems like your friend really did break a leg.
It might have been both of them.
Really? Good for him.
Yeah. They were putting him in for some sort of scan when I was, when we were waiting.
Scan?
I think they were going for an MRI or something.
That's brain related.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It doesn't sound very good.
What? Did he get, like, a concussion? Are they concerned? He had a pretty gnarly chair leg hanging out of his eye, but that was, like, the extent of what I saw.
Yeah, I don't know how much you really talked to him or experienced his company, but it's a little odd.
He was passed out in the chair for the duration of his time here.
Yeah, okay. Well, if he was awake, he probably would have talked your ear off and gotten you to let him go. So I think the doctors pegged him for something.
Something. Well, how very descriptive.
Well, I'm no psychologist, but...
I'm no doctor, but I can tell you didn't need an MRI for whatever he has.
Yeah. Well, I also don't really trust most of the people here. We got a little tip that the police aren't really to be trusted, and I don't know how much I trust the hospital.
It's a hospital. It's privately owned.
Fair.
And I'm sorry, if there's some mass cover-up, I'd be surprised.
Well, it seems like you know this town pretty well. I'll take your word for it.
At this point, you see a waiter pop out and set down 2 plates and two mugs.
Thank you.
You see Michael reach into his coat and the waiter something. Looks like maybe probably $2 bill. And the waiter just screws off at this point, leaving you two there. Hmm. So you're military.
Yeah.
What got you in on it?
Well, lived in a cabin with my family, hunted, did things on my own, learned how to live on my own if I ever got lost in the forest. I brought food back for my family, and, well, once I didn't need to be there anymore, I didn't really have anything else that sounded good. I didn't want to leave the forest. I like being outside. It's, more comfortable. And military wasn't a perfect fit, but I found my own place here.
So you decided to go, so you went from rednecking it to, stiff collaring. Nice.
Yeah, well, I still get to, you know, track trails and shoot things, so not much has changed.
Seems like a short rarity nowadays.
Cool. Yeah, well, this job's been interesting, I can say, but definitely not my cup of tea.
Talk to me after this. I think there's more we could go over. You're looking for excitement, I got the thing for you.
That doesn't sound too bad. I know I have a rimming due from my commanding officer when I get back.
fun. Alright. Well, I'm gonna dig in.
Yeah, me too.
So you see him set down the newspaper. He shoots a sidelong glance at the place you guys are watching over at this point.
I think I've also just occasionally been shooting a glance over there just to watch what they're doing. Mostly focused on, like, the top half of the library, because if they're actively working on that, I'm really curious as to what they're doing.
They're not working on the top half of the library at all.
Okay.
It's all in front of the library, what they're working on. Alright, so he makes a bit of a perception roll of the spot. Power tools have stopped. I think they're gonna get moving soon.
Is there anyone we're looking for specifically?
Let's bag and tag as many as we can. You see him stop his watch, start it up. From the very top, where it's just starting at 12. And let it tick forward.
So what was your childhood like? Oh, if he's still waiting.
New York. Born and raised. Well, New York State. Not exactly New York State, either.
Move around a lot?
And it's mostly East Coaster. Distant in Boston, New York.
Sounds pretty nice, honestly, living on the coast.
Yeah. Didn't live on the coast really that much during the period. Chesapeake Bay was the extent of that.
Hey, well, it's closer than most people get.
All I'm saying. You see, just like. Yeah, I guess. Did you mean unhealthy love for seafood? Not even unhealthy, just a love for seafood.
I can't blame you. I mean, Similarly, I can't get enough of whatever you can find in the forest, honestly. Bear, deer, even squirrel sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah, there's a few places around here where you can get stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Real gamey meat.
I'd have to check that out before I leave.
We're not in Boston proper, so we're close enough. We're far enough out where you can start seeing some of the hunters who go do the weekend trips. Might sell stuff out at like their butcheries and such.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little more sparse around here. It's nice having this much forest around. Being right in the middle of the city and being able to watch everything. All from the comfort of the forest.
Something. More would be nice.
You're definitely not wrong, but better than most cities.
Lived in Houston, over by a fishing.
It was in the New England region. Bit inland. Good ways inland, actually. This felt like something now, like a horror story. Much like those old inbred families, all. The town felt decrepit. Weird place.
Yeah, there's definitely some weird places in the world.
Yeah. I would like to get out of here, though. That would be nice. Oh, never mind that. I wonder what your friends are doing right now. As he says that, we're going to jump back over to again, right here in the hospital. So at this point, we're coming on. Riker is coming down the elevator at this point. The doors have opened, Riker. We're looking into this TMS section. And you just hear what sounds like banging from down the corridor.
Oh, no. I, like, jog my way down there.
Alright. So you come across a open door to a room that says store. Well, I should specify more than that. You see shards of wood scattered across the ground, part of a doorknob, and an open door to the room that says storage.
And the remains of a computer.
It's a little stronger than I thought. What are you doing?
Okay, so he's coming in the room as he sees this, right?
Yes.
So instead of using my hands, because my hands are kind of aching, I'd like to using one of my broken feet, I'd like to try to kick down the door.
What? You know what? Okay. Sure. Let's
can
see
just,
how this...
Can I just stop this?
Force me nothing from this man.
You're probably a bit too far away, so I'll allow you to make some kind of dive if you want to. I'll let you make a jump roll, or whatever it's called. So, yeah, you can do a jump roll if you want to try to stop him from kicking the door. But if you fail this, you might get kicked yourself.
What do I have to roll here?
Jump. Dexterity. It's under abilities. Tell him you got that other roll. That's strong. Strong roll, baby. Well, I would take mixed martial arts, but that's not a skill option, so, yeah. Oh, wait, no! This is melee. This is straight up just melee.
16.3,
okay. Fish, what's your roll?
Okay, what is with this?
This is great. I don't even know how many criticals he's scoring to make this occur.
No, I just
rolled
one.
Just one. Yeah. Oh, that explains why you're doing so well. You know what? I feel like I need to give both of you a merit point in this. Not a merit point. I'm gonna give both of you a reference. Like, the sheer tenacity of both your characters in this situation is great. But I am gonna describe what happens. So, as you're both marking those merit points, sorry, those reference points down, you see. So, Norik, you're starting to rear up for a kick. And as you're doing this, Riker just starts to leap to try to just stop you. He's jumping into action, trying to block. He's like trying to body block, basically. So, but see, he didn't time this properly. He leaps past you. Bam! Hits the ground. Just loud thump. And your foot sails into the thing you're trying to hit. So, I'm gonna allow you to roll damage in this case, but it's only gonna be a D4 damage, and it is gonna deal damage to you.
Okay.
Alright, I will mark that damage down. The lock seems to swing around. Alright, now it's gonna roll its damage. You take 3 points of damage by slamming your foot into this thing.
His broken foot.
I know how to open locks. What are you doing?
I try to walk through and see if I can find
it. Alright, so your hand reaches to the door. You start trying to jiggle it open. The lock's on the door. The lock's still on the door. Dealt 1 point of damage to this lock.
Lock snaps.
Alright, so I'm gonna give Nort Riker an action here, I think.
Can I just quickly pop the lock?
Go ahead, lockpick.
Jesus.
So, this is probably Norik, you're like rubbing your foot, like, ow. Better. You're probably squeezing.
I gotta roll some D12s.
Yeah, you're probably squeezing. Ow. Ow.
21.
Oh.
23.4.
Alright, so you see, this is just one of those like turnstile padlocks. You shove a gym behind, you shove a gym down the top. Tap. Top just pops it, open.
Is that easy, you goddamn psychopath? Calm yourself.
You see him slide the lock out, open the door, and it's all unlocked. So, Nork, the door is unlocked now. Right, so you're just like tossing bins open.
Yeah.
One second. I'm gonna roll a d20 to see how long this takes you.
Okay.
All right. Oh. So probably about 13 minutes of time pass. You're just popping stuff open. Like, oh, is this gonna work? Is this gonna work?
Yeah.
I'm worried right now to ask this.
But
also, I don't wanna railroad.
Norik, could you roll me a self-control check real quick?
Okay, self-control.
I'm trying to roll my a personal self-control check, like, in real life right now.
Okay.
I'm so tempted to just be like, should I roll to just lock him in that goddamn room?
15? Okay, you feel your brain start to fuzz up a bit again, and you feel everything starting to go back to normal. You're kind of blinking as you open the bin with all your stuff in it.
Okay. As it's starting to turn to normal, I just sit down on the ground and start putting stuff on.
But you do feel really jazzed up, like really happy.
Okay.
You're not sure if it's because of the pills or the fact that you just found your stuff. It might be a combination of both.
Stefan, I look over at Duke, and how well do I remember my time with the fucking pill effects? Like, how well do I remember? Is it all just fuzzy?
You have vagaries of what you did.
Okay. I look over at Duke. Yeah. Thanks for getting the door for me. That was very nice of you.
Thanks for getting the door.
Yeah.
Back to my first question. Why?
Why
any of this?
But I need my stuff. I'm still missing my lab coat and things, but I've got my clothes, so that's one.
We have to get out of here to check, but
so
ask. Are you gonna go storm in some other floors?
Do you have a wheelchair by chance? I don't think I can do that again.
Who knew? Hurt. Hospitals don't carry wheelchairs.
Man, my feet are my feet are really hurting me for some reason.
Nork, you do. Sorry, Rhino, you do need to remember. They don't. No one carries wheelchairs. They're usually on the ground. Oh my god! The friggin' deadpan. Well, on that horrible joke. Well, on that horrible joke. I just looked at the time.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is amazing. Just, we're almost out of the hospital, folks. Episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. Tune in next week, or who knows? Maybe it's next year. I don't know anymore. I've given up. I've given up on time scheduling. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.